And now, James Gravel.
Previously, I discussed how God's circumstantial will sometimes turns tragedy into triumph. God's ways differs from man's, yet still works for the good. An anecdotal story illustrates this point. The only survivor of a shipwreck landed on an uninhabited island. He built a hut in which he placed a few items he had salvaged. He prayed to God for deliverance and anxiously scanned the horizon daily for passing ships. One afternoon, on returning from an excursion, he was horrified to find his hut on fire. Everything was going up in smoke right before his eyes. From his vantage point, it seemed as if the worst had happened, but he was wrong. The next day, a ship arrived. When the fellow asked, "How did you know I was here?" the captain responded in a surprised tone, "Why, we saw your smoke signal, of course." Tragedy had turned into triumph. God sometimes works in our lives in ways that we do not understand. Furthermore, we must remember that what happens to us is not nearly as important as what happens in us. Peter wrote, "Let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good." 1 Peter 4, verse 19. Earlier, Peter had written, "It is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. We need to remember that no situation can ever arise that of itself has the power to defeat us or to defeat God, not even death. As Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 31 and 35 through 39, "If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."